mukama musootuulako wansi.
Thank you so much, Pastor Carol.
Webale nnyo Musumba Carol.
I'm privileged and honored.
Mpereddwa ekitiibwa.
To be delivering today's word.
Okubatuusaako ekigambo ky'olwaleero.
I did not take it for granted.
Sikitwala nga kitono.
And I appreciate the leadership.
Era neebaliza ddala abakulembeze.
For trusting me with this opportunity.
Okunneesiga n'omukisa guno.
I'm here with Papa Dave.
Ali wano ne David.
Amen.
Amina.
King of Glory, I thank you for this time that we're going to have today. I ask you that you may hide me behind the cross. Release your redemptive power, which is the spirit of revelation. Let us experience your deliverance in Jesus' name. And all the saints say,
abantu bonna ne bagamba.
All the saints say,
abantu bonna ne bagamba. Amina.
Did your neighbor say hello to you?
Akuliranye yakubuzizako.
Did they?
Yakubuzizako.
Yeah, even that one where it looks like it's a blank seat. There's a neighbor there.
Ne wolinga wotalaba muntu waliwo omuntu.
Now faith is there.
Era okukiriza kwakaakano kye kinyusi.
Great. We are going to get into the word.
Tugenda kuyingira ekigambo.
And I'm going to be doing a teaching.
Ngenda kukola wa kusomesa.
That is simply a revamp of last week's teaching. So everything you heard last Sunday, you're going to hear again. It may just sound different, but the message is the same. We are talking about traveling in prayer. Pastor talked about traveling in prayer last week. And she used the word when she brought an analogy from Genesis chapter 1.
Ya somesiza mu kitabo ekyo kya olubereberye Yesu lesoka.
A Hebrew word.
Waliwo ekigambo kye yeyazika.
Rakath.
Ekigambo rakath.
Raka?
Raka?
Rakath, rakath. Rakath.
Ndoza rakath.
The Hebrew student is helping us here. Anyway, that word comes from the text where the Spirit of the Lord is hovering over.
Chiva mchawandikibwe chigamba nti omoyo wa mukama nga amamide.
Hovering over the earth.
Yali amamide ensi yonna.
The Bible teaches us that it was without void and form.
Bible yagamba nti chali cherere ensi yali njerere.
But the Spirit was hovering it. That shows us that when the Spirit starts to hover over anything, God is about to do something. So I believe that in this service, as we listen to this teaching, God is going to take you somewhere. Do you believe it? Let us start with Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
Barumi munana, abiri mukaga.
I'm going to read to 28.
Ngenda kusoma paka kwa abiri munana.
It says, likewise,
agambera dala,
the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses.
Omoyo atubera mu bunafu bwaffe.
For we do not know what we should pray for.
Kubanga tetumanyi kusabanga bwe kitugwanira.
As we ought, but the Spirit himself
nayo omoyo yennyini
makes intercession
atuwolereza
for us with groanings
n'okusinda
which cannot be uttered
okutayogerekeka.
Here in verse 26 we see that one
mwabiri mukaga wano tulaba nti
the Spirit comes to help us in our weaknesses.
Ekisooka omoyo mutukuvu ajja okutuyamba mu bunafu bwaffe.
Then two
naye ekyokubiri
We are informed we do not know how to pray. Or better still, we do not know what to pray for. So in our time of weakness, the Spirit is there to help us. And second, we don't need to know what to pray for. The Spirit will guide us. As a matter of fact, he's an intercessor on our behalf. That's crucial to note. Verse 27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So in verse 27, we realize that the Spirit knows the mind of God. And perfect prayer is that we make in the will of God. So the Holy Spirit guides us into that perfect will. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good
to those
who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Verse
28
emphasizes that once you're sure that you love God, you submit to his purpose and everything works for your good. At times
we
read that scripture and we, in our heads, we interpret it as the good thing that I want.
Has to come
to pass because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. But we never really sit down to check if that thing that you want is surely and truly aligned to purpose. Now it's important to always think of that before you start to claim that scripture, because it works for good to them that love God and are called according to his purposes. Therefore, the things that we do should align to that purpose he has called us to. Amen.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
So, traveling in prayer, I want us to keep those three scriptures in mind
as I share.
Traveling in prayer, is interacting with spiritual realities until you see its physical form in function.
Interacting
with spiritual realities until you see them in their physical form in function. Yes. That is one way you would define traveling in prayer. I would like to borrow something from mathematics. For those who have been in a mathematics class, remember your integer line. You have zero, the normal. Then you have your negative and positive. Now, at times, in a season where God intends certain things to happen, God being a God of order, even in a season, there's an allotted time for things to happen. Even in a season, there's an allotted time for things to happen. But as a believer, you have the liberty to understand times and seasons. And at times you can push you can push a little harder into causing that is meant for your season, into causing that is meant to happen in that season before its time. For example, let me say if I was supposed to give someone $1,000,000, so the season for them is for me to give them $1,000,000.
ekiseera ekituufu nga nze nina omumuwa sente ezo.
It's a season for me to give them a million.
Ekiseera kye kituufu eky'omuwa akakadde ako.
But I promised them Thursday.
Naye namusuubiza ku lwokuna.
But if they pester me a little hard,
naye singa omuntu oyo ansindikiriza n'asukawoko,
I may give them that money on Monday.
Nyinza omuwa sente ezo ku Monday.
Am I making sense?
Oba mukitegeera.
So even in this, it's the same way with God.
Kyekimu ne wano mukusaba ne Katonda.
Once he has allotted the season for you to receive something.
Katonda bw'amala okusaawo ekiseera ekituufu ekikisi eky'okufuna ebintu.
And your spirit is awake to that season.
Era omwoyo wo nga mugufu eri ekiseera ekyo.
You may push a little harder.
Osobola okusindikirizaamukko okusingako.
For that thing to come your way.
Ekintu ekyo nekijja gy'oli.
Before it's time.
Ng'obudde bwakyo tebunatuuka.
Right?
Amina.
For example, when a woman conceives
omchala bwafuna olubuto
and they are with child
nga ino mwana mundaye,
that child scientifically by 8 months they are actually ready to come into the world.
Science atugamba nti mu miezi nga munano mwana oyo abamwetegefu okuyingira ensi.
But we all know,
na ife natuchimanyi,
still with the help of science,
era science era yenyini nga yatugamba,
that God designed 9 months.
Ntikatonda yeye atekawo miezi mwenda.
So someone who would want to have that child before 9 months.
Kati omuntu ayagala okuzaala omwana oyo nga miezi omwenda tejinawera.
I don't know if there's anyone like that, but let's assume.
Simanyo obo omuntu oyo jali.
You can induce this child at month 8 at the month of 8.
Osobola okuyamba omwana ono okuvaayo ku mwezi ogwo munana.
And you give birth.
Oyo omwana oyo nazaalibwa.
But also we know scenarios where people go beyond.
Oluusi tumanyi n'ebiseera ebimu abantu bwe basukkawo ku myezi omwenda.
And you realize that's abnormal.
Era ne tumanya nti ekyo kintu si kituufu.
And still doctors will start to do everything to induce that child.
Era abasawo bakola kyonna kye basobola okuyamba omukyalo oyo
to be delivered.
Okuzaala omwana.
Because the time is 9 months.
Kubanga ebiro myezi mwenda.
Not 10 or 11.
Si kumi oba kumi na gumu.
Now traveling in prayer,
kati okufuba mukusaba,
literally does the same kind of thing.
Okufuba mukusaba kola ekintu kyekimu.
Or is ought to deal with the same kind of circumstance.
Oluusi kikola ekintu kyekimu mu mbeera yangeri yemu.
When you are awake to the fact that it is your season,
bw'ogolokoka eri okumanya nti ekiseera ky'ekituufu kyekino,
but realize it is your past your time,
naye n'otegeera nti obudde bwo bwakuyitako.
That's why we travel.
Awo wetugambira nti olina okufuba.
But also
nayeera,
you may want to have that particular thing,
oyinza okwagala ekintu ekyo kyennyini,
within your allotted season,
mu budde bwo obwateekateekebwa,
before its actual time,
nga ekiseera tekinatuuka.
Those reasons you give to God, it's between you and God.
Ensonga ezo ziwa Katonda, ziba wakati wo ne Katonda.
You can tell God, may I want my wedding this year, not next year 2025.
Osogamba Katonda nti nze mbaga njagala mwaka guno, si mwaka gujja.
It doesn't change the fact that it is your season for you to have,
ekituufu nti ekiseera ekituufu kyekikyo,
to get into your marriage,
okuyingira obufumbo.
Are we together?
Tuli fenna.
Now another way I can something that usually miss out is not everything
kyetusubwa.
Not everything that we are believing God for is supposed to be a physical material kind of thing.
Si buli kintu kyetukkiriza Katonda okulaba nti kiba kintu kya buliwo ekikwatibwako.
At times, all of us here as believers,
fenanga abakkiriza wano,
we have received the spirit of the living God.
Tufunye omwoyo wa Katonda.
And as Peter teaches us,
era Petero nga bwasomesa,
that we have received all things pertaining to life and godliness.
Tufunye ebintu byonna ebikwatagana n'obwa Katonda n'obulamu.
When you look at Isaiah 11,
bw'otunuulira Isaiah 11,
it shows you the different categories in which you can see the manifestations of the Spirit of God.
Akulaga engeri ez'enjawulo ze tuyinza okulaba mu omwoyo wa Katonda, okulabisibwa kw'omwoyo.
He calls in the spirit of wisdom,
oluusi amuyita omwoyo wa magezi,
knowledge,
ow'okumanya,
understanding,
owokutegeera,
counsel,
owokuteesa,
might,
owamaanyi,
reverence,
owokutya,
quickening,
owokwanguyizibwa,
among many things,
n'ebirala.
Now just because you have the spirit of the living God living in the inside of you,
okuba nti oyina omwoyo wa Katonda omulamu abeera mu ggwe,
does not mean that all these things,
tekitegeeza nti ebintu bino byonna,
are active in you,
nti ebintu bino byonna ebinyonyola Katonda bikola mu ggwe.
At the point you receive the revelation,
ekiseera w'ofunira okubikkulirwa
of the spirit that you received in the inside of you
okw'omwoyo wa Katonda gwe wafuna muggwe
what it carries
n'omwoyo oyo kyasitudde oba kyali
you have your one step in
oba otadde ekigere kimu
into activating that particular thing
mukutandika okuzuukusa oba okussa mu nkola amaanyi gano
I will not be surprised if among us here
sijja kwewuunya singa omukuffe wano
we have appointed teachers of the word
waliwo abasomesa b'ekigambo abaatuukirizibwa
great evangelists
oba ababuulizi b'enjiri
prophets
oba bannabbi
businessmen
oba abakozi ba business
apostles
oba abatume
that are ordained in the road of God
abafukibwako amafuta mu nkola ya Katonda
but we are not seeing it made manifest yet
ninga ekintu ekyo tetunakiraba
because you don't even have the revelation that you carry it within
ubanga tunafuna nakubikulirwa nte kintu kino kiri mugwe
so the day you realize that it is within you
katolo nakulo ri kizula nti kiri mugwe
you have to travel
or you know kutandika okufuba
to give birth to it
okukizala
the kind of prayer you make
esala jokola
is that brings it to manifestation
esala ereete ekintu kino mubuliwo
and to activate things of the spirit
ero kutu okuteeka mu nkola ebintu by'omwoyo
labor is involved
wabawo okufuba
that's why they call it travailing prayer
so ngalachi bagamba esale eyokufuba
they liken it to labor pains
bachifananyiriza ebisa
it's not
byomuchala
it is not at the same rank as let me say speaking in tongues
techiri kudala lyeri mungu okogera munimi
some things within us
ebintu ebimu munda mufe
you have to labor a little more in prayer
bo ino kufuba muko okusukawo mukusaba
to bring them forth
okubifulumia
it's the difference between you and your neighbor
yenjawulo okatiwo no muntu akuliranje
that person that you think is manifesting particular spiritual gifts
omuntu oyogola abantu ayine ebirabo byomoyo byayolesa ebimu
and you're partly convinced they are special
ero kimanyite ebirabo ebyo byanjawulo
you're partly convinced they are special
mungeyemu okiriza nti ebintu ebyanjawulo ebirabo ebyo
you're partly convinced that they are different from you
era mungeriyemo kiriza nti ebirabo ebyanjawulo kubyoyina oba kikyoli
you're thinking wrong
olowooza mu bukyamu
all you need to do
choyino kola
the thing that you desire
ekintu kyoyayanira
you already carry in your spirit
obo kirina munda mugwe
once you travel in prayer
botandika okunyikira mukusaba
you're going to bring it forth
oja kwesanga ekintu ekyo kizadde
now I'm going to help us understand why this is important
ninda kuyamba okutegeera wache ekintu kino kikulu
there are two things that I find important about traveling in prayer
waliwo ebintu bibiri byenzuula nga byamakulu nnyo mukufu
how do you get there
otuka yotya
one
ekisoka
fellowship
okusechimu
fellowship
okusechimu
we are here in fellowship
tuli wano mukusechimu
at City Church Kampala
kusisike
we have corporate fellowship on Mondays
tuino okusechimu okwawa muku Monday
where we pray together on Mondays
tusabira awamu
then we have generation meetings
tuina meetings za generation za fe
and then we have Sunday
era tuina ne service yok Sunday ngakati
that is fellowship
awu kusachimu
it's important you know Paul with all his revelation
chikulu nyo kubanga Paulo na nokubikulu yako nako yali aina
one of the things he emphasized
echimu kubintu byasako nyesira
he asked brethren
yasaba aboluganda
never to forsake fellowship
obutalikanga yo okusechimu okwawamu
a man like Paul
omsajanga Paulo
finding that important to point out
okusanga nge chinto cheta ago kusake sira
shows you that fellowship is needed
chikulaga omuku amakulu go kusechimu
so being able to fellowship with your brethren
kati okuberango you know osachimu nabo uluganda
is crucial
chikulu nyo
now I understand we are City Church Kampala CCK we are working church
nchimanyi nti nge kanisa tuli bantu bakozi
the leadership always encourages us to go out and work
era bakulembeze emirunde gisinga batugamba tugende tukole
but I would like to implore you
nenjagalo basaba
amidst your busy schedule
wakati mwewe byonne bikutu ebikufudde busy
do not try to find time
togezaako kufuna budde
create time
funa engeri gyotonda wo budde
I'm very deliberate about those two words
njagala nyo kisako esira
you're very busy people
tuli bantu abali busy nyo
if you decide to find time
bwetusalawo okunoonya obudde
you won't
tojja bufuna.
I know for sure all of you here are very busy people.
Kimanyi fenna tuli busy tuline ebintu ebitutwalaganya.
So it's important that you create the time.
Kikulu nnyo obudde buno ne tubutondawo tubiseewo.
And it's why? Because the discipline of fellowship
kubanga enkola yokusechimu
plays a big role in learning how to travel in prayer. Now, fellowship has a dual concept to it. There is corporate fellowship and personal fellowship. You need to have your personal altar.
So why
is that, you may
ask?
For there's someone who will argue and say, Kastanze, for me, I've built my altar at home. I can always pray. I don't need to come for corporate fellowship. And then there's someone else who's saying, I'm here on Monday, Sunday. And in my generation, that's enough. You're both wrong. Let me show you how. Fellowship has a dual concept to it. The first one is a sower of seed. The other one is a womb. Most people do not know that. When we come to corporate fellowship, that is the male part of fellowship. It's the giver of seed. Remember, in the Bible we learn that the seed is the word of God. Now, for you who's coming to corporate fellowship, you're doing a good thing. You're receiving seed. Now, the other part is the womb. Your personal altar. It's the female part of fellowship. For you to get fruit from fellowship, you need to be doing both corporate and your personal altar. If you're doing one, you're not getting fruit because you're missing out on the other. There is no man who can tell you they have a child. They have a child and there was no woman in play.
Teri mwami ayinza kugamba nina omwana nga tewali mukyala.
In the same manner, there's no woman who will tell you they have a child.
Era kye kimu teri mukyala ayinza kugamba nina omwana nga tewali
musajja. And there was no man in play.
Nga tewali mwami.
Both of them have to come into play.
Bombi betaga munne
to produce fruit.
Okubako ensigo.
Now, if you're going to be one who travels in prayer,
bobo genda kubera oyo afuba mukusaba,
you're going to have to consider both of those things.
Ogenda kutunulira ebintu bibiri byombi.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
Are we together?
Amina.
Are we together?
Tulifena.
Two.
Ekyokubiri.
Is trust.
Kwe siga.
And that's where I want to dwell a little longer.
Trust.
Now, trust is a no-compromise area with the Father, our Heavenly Father. It's a no-compromise area with our Father. I'll carry on in the example of giving birth. Men here, you will agree that you have female friends who are close to you. Sisters, wives. But at the time of giving birth, I would like to make an assumption. It may not be true. At that moment when her water breaks, The first person she thinks about is one who's going to help her in that process. And as I said, I'm assuming. I don't think there's a woman who thinks of any man first at that point. husbands may argue
abami bayinzo okukiwakanamu
that they think about them
nti abakyala babalowoozaako,
but it's more from the perspective of to get that person to the hospital.
Naye oluusi kiba mu ngeri ya nti omukyalo n'omutwale mu ddwaliro,
or to call them someone to help,
oba omwami ono yaba ayita omuntu agenda omuyamba.
The first people that run through their minds
abantu be basuka okulowoozaako
are people who they know are going to help them deliver that baby.
Abantu be bamanyi abagenda bayamba mu nkola eno ey'okuzaala.
It's most likely any woman who has ever given birth
kijja kuba kintu kye kimu eri omuntu omukyala yenna azaddeko.
Pretty much their mother first.
Oluusi ebiseera ebisinga bamaama baabwe.
Or an auntie.
Oba waliwo singa.
The only male person they will think about.
Omwami yenna yekka gw'ayinza okulowoozaako.
Are the male nurses and doctors.
Bebami abazalisa.
Because they have experience.
Kubanga abayina obumanyi.
They know what to do in that moment.
Bamanyi ekyokukola mu kiseera ekyo.
What am I talking about?
Kiki enjogerako?
Trust.
Okwesiga.
In that context.
Mu ngeri emu eyo yennyini olugero lwe lumu.
Out of my personal experience.
Mu bintu bye mpisemu.
I always get that notice. An hour, a day later. Sometimes 2 days later that the person gave birth.
Nze amawulire ntera gafunanga waiseo nako 2-3 nti omuntu yazaala.
At times even the people you're with in the house.
Olusi n'abantu boli nabo mu nyumba.
They can leave you in your bed sleeping.
Bakulekanga webase mu mbulirirwo.
If you don't hear the doors clanging.
Bota uliranzi jizikona.
Only to wake up to realize they run away the person was going to give birth.
Ogendo zokukanga omuntu yagenza okuzaala.
And you ask yourself the question, no one told me.
Ne webuza ne batangamba ko.
My dear brother.
Wo Luganda.
It is not hate.
Ate bakuchawa.
They have not forgotten about you.
Tebakwerabira. Toli ko lutwe.
In the circumstance of things.
Na ye mu bintu engeje bikolamu.
They have to look for the people they trust to help them deliver.
Baba banonya abantu bebesiga abagendo bazalisa.
That's the power of trust.
Ye manyi go kwesiga.
Now spiritually.
Kati mu ngeri ye mu moyo.
It means your relationship with God.
Chitegeza nti enkolagana yone Katonda.
Has to be a relationship of trust.
Eyino kuba enkolagana yobwesigwa.
Where there is no trust.
Awatali bwesigwa.
Many of us say we love God.
Abanji kufe tugamba twagala nyo Katonda.
I can't argue about that.
Inzo obutachiwakana.
But the way we live our lives.
Na yengeri jetu tambuza mu bulamu bwaffe.
Can put a question mark on our trust.
Kinzo kuleta ekibuzo ku bwesigwa bwetulina.
I've seen Shane, for those who don't know Shane.
Abatamanyi Shane.
He's the father.
Etata we. Ayimiride wano.
When Shane stands on this platform.
Shane bwayimirira ku kituuti wano.
He has not yet reconciled in his head. He's a young baby boy.
Tanabitegeera mu bwongo bwe.
He's about one and a half.
Yeah, I know mwaka ngagu mnechitunda.
He has not yet reconciled in his head.
Ye mubongo betanachiteka mu bulungi.
The distance from up here.
Nti distance okuva waggulu wano.
To down.
Okutuka wansi.
Can be catastrophic.
Chinzo mbuletere tabu.
So when Shane stands up here.
Shane bwayimirira waggulu ku kituuti wano.
And you're about 2 meters away.
Nga olinga mita 2 emabega.
And you stretch out your hands like this.
No fulumye mikono jo bwotyo.
He just comes running.
Yajja kujaduka.
He's very confident.
Kubanga yamanyi era yesize.
He's going to arrive in your embrace.
Abagenda kukwatibwa.
He doesn't even realize.
Era tamanyi
that you're still 2 meters away.
Waliwo olugendo lwa mita nga 2.
That is trust.
Obwesigwa.
That is trust.
Obwesigwa.
That is how babies are.
Abana we batyo bali.
And when you want to find out if a baby has ever been dropped.
Bobo yagalo okutegera obo mwana yali agudde ko wansi.
Try throwing them up in the air doing those funny things.
Geza ko omukasuka mu banga boti umubusa
busa. Kind of flinch.
Bola banga yesise.
You realize there's something
wrong.
Omanyalo
muyabuka. Na landinga.
You understand me?
Montege.
So trust
obwesigwa
means you being abandoning yourself to the other.
Chitegeza okwere to abandon.
Let
okoyewayo eri omulala. Yes, thank you sir.
Trusting that the other individual
nga wesize nti omuntu ono omulala
has you at all costs
akulina no matter what.
Now the question is
kati ekibuzo
where is your trust
obwesigwawo buliwa.
When you reflect through this week
bochirowozamu mu week eno
what are the things that you did
Lowoza ku bintu by'okoze.
And how you did them.
Era ningeje wabikozemu.
Did you really trust God?
Mu butuufu wabadde weesiga Katonda.
Do you really trust God?
Ekituufu weesiga Katonda.
Where there is no trust,
awatali bwesigwa,
it's difficult for you to develop the discipline where you can travel in prayer.
Kizibu nnyo okufuna empisa y'okufuba mu kusaba.
Because when you look at scripture,
kubanga bw'otunuulira ebyawandiikibwa,
the things in the word of God,
ebintu mu kigambo kya Katonda,
are more of promises,
bintu bino okusinga bisuubizo,
that we have to interact with,
bye tuyina okukwasaganya nabyo,
and hope,
ate tubeere n'essuubi,
that they indeed are,
nti ebintu bino bituufu mu butuufu bya buliwo oba bituukirira.
It's a question of trust.
Kintu kya bwesigwa.
Once you have that sorted,
bw'omala kitereeza ekyo,
you're in a position where you can actually travel in prayer.
Otuse mu kifunga osobola okufuba mu kusaba.
The reason why you find it difficult to push,
ensonga lwaki kiba kizibu okusindikirizaamuko,
you have to think about what your trust is with God.
Oyinokulowoza ku bwesigwa bwo gye buli ne Katonda.
Is it something you just say?
Kye kintu kyoyogera obwogezi?
Or you have fully abandoned self to him?
Obe kitufu weewaayo ne weerekereza byonna eri gyali.
Trust is a touchy subject with God.
Ekintu kino kyobwesigwa kintu kyamaanyi nnyo, kyankizo nnyo eri Katonda.
His promises are yes and amen.
Ebisuubizo bye biri nti ye era amina.
But he requires your trust.
Naye yeetaaga gwe omwesige.
When you talk about faith,
bw'oyogera ku kukkiriza,
it is you taking steps that
oyabeera gwe ng'otandise okutambula,
that express trust.
Ng'otandise okukola okubaako ebigere by'otwala ebiraga obwesigwa.
It is like a man who leaves his house,
kiri ng'omwami omusajja yenna ava mu nyumba ye,
with no money,
nga talina ssente,
but he is sure that he's going to get transport,
naye ng'akimanyi nti agenda kufuna ssente
to his destination,
ezimutuusa gy'alaga.
Whether it is a lift,
oba oluusi bagenda mumutwalako,
or someone giving him money to go,
oba wanaaba wamuwa ssente okugenda,
but he will wake up in the morning,
naye yazukka ku makya,
dress up,
nayambala,
and get out,
nafuluma,
because God has told him,
kubanga Katonda amugambye,
that you're going to point B,
nti oyina w'ogenda wali.
It is what we see with Abraham.
Kyetulaba ne Ibrahimu.
When God comes to Abraham,
Katonda bwajeri Ibrahimu,
and tells him,
namugamba,
leave everything you know,
nti leka byonna by'omanyi,
and come to a place I will show
mu kifo we nakulaga.
That is against our human nature.
Eche chintu munkola za fe no bana mudoza za fe zobuntu tezikikiriza.
It is easy for someone to tell you leave everything you know,
changu nyo muntu okugamba leke ebintu byonna byomanyi,
and come to a place that I know.
Oje awantunze we manyi.
You understand?
Oba muntegera.
And when you start to walk, he tells you, ah, it's not very far. You see that?
Era botani ko kutambula na kugamba unatero tuko laba wali.
That's where we are going.
Awe tugenda wali mukayembe.
And you may get up and go.
Era notani ko kutambula.
It's easy to leave everything.
Chiba changu nyo kuleke ebintu byonna
byomanyi. If someone tells you that where you're going,
singo muntu akugamba nti wogenda,
there is A,
wali wo chino na chiri
D
na chino.
You quickly analyze,
otandika okulowooza mu mangu nnyo,
and figure out if it works for you,
nolaba nopimapima oba bikolera,
and you can get up and go,
era notandika okutambula.
But when someone comes and tells you,
naye omuntu bwakugamba,
leave everything you know,
leka ebintu byonna byomanyi,
and come,
oje
to a place I will show you,
mukifo nakulaga.
That is not very easy to just get up and go. Abraham did exactly that. Now, let us not leave out Abraham's age as well.
Saga tulekerere emyaka ja Ibrahim.
If you've dealt with anyone who's above the age of 55,
singa Ibrahim ebintu bino byabeerawo yalina myaka 5 mu 5.
No, if you've dealt with anyone who's above the age of 55,
bobanga oyina omuntu gobaddeko naye ali waggulu w'emyaka 5 mu 5,
they usually have this comment they make.
Olusi bayina ebintu byebogera.
Ah, nzendeka.
Agamba nti nvaako nze.
Ewe ndoza byammwe kati.
Those things are yours.
Ku myaka gyange gino gyonna ontwalawa.
At my age, where am I going?
Ye nfaaki.
What am I dying for?
Those are the kind of comments they make.
Bye bintu bibatera okwogera.
Because with experience,
kubanga okuyita mu nsinkano entuufu,
and what they have been able to accumulate,
n'ebintu bye bafunye,
you will take so much to convince them,
oyina okubanyonyola ennyo,
to go back to zero,
okubazaayo ku zero we batandikira.
Yet yet God
atenga ye katonda
requires us to trust
ayagala tumwesige
just like Abraham did
nga Ibrahim bwe yamwesiga
not like what these other people do
singa abalabe bakola
from the as believers
nga abakiriza
our life starts with trust
obulamu bwaffe butandikira mu kwesiga
when you make that salvation prayer
bwe wayo okulokoka
what you say in a nutshell is I am trading my trust.
Ogamba nti mpaddeyo okwesiga kwange.
I am trading everything that I know.
Mpaddeyo ebintu byonna bye mmanyi.
To be led of you.
Okutandika okulungamizibwa gwe Katonda.
So you're trading all your wisdom.
Obo otunze byonna amagezi gogo nago omanyi.
For his.
Ofuna agage.
When we get into the salvation walk,
we start
to
error
by trying to penetrate to use our plans
in
the life that God has redesigned for us. When he says that you're a new creature,
Bible bwegamba nti oli kitonde kijja.
You've been recreated.
It
is for his purpose
now.
That is why Paul said
Paulo chavagamba
that he no longer lives.
But
Christ in him.
Na ye Christo muye.
It's important for us to realize
chikulu nyofo kutegera
that at the salvation prayer
nti bwetulokoka
we cease to live.
Tulekerawo okubeera oba okubaawo ffe ng'abantu
and allowed him to live
ne tukkiriza oyo abeere mulamu mu ffe
as being recreated
foku okutondebwa obujja
was us dropping all we know
kyali kitegeeza ffe okusuula byonna bye twali tumanyi
to take on his
okutandika okutambula n'ebyo byamanyi
so the relationship between you and God
kati enkolaganayo wakati wo ne Katonda
cannot be a relationship of half trust
tesobola kubeera nkolagana ya kwesigwa kwa kitundu
or quarter trust
oba okwesigwa kwa kitu akatundu tundu akatono
it has to be a relationship of full trust
oyina okuba n'obwesigwa nga bujjuvu
where he leads
nga ye yakulembera
you follow
gwe n'ogoberera
what he says
bwayogera
you do
kyokola
what he gives you as a mandate
chakuwanga echokola
you exercise
echo chotambulira
mu era chokola
cha okolesebwa kwe
becomes your vision
kufu okolesebwa ko
now I thank God
neba za Katonda
that as believers
nga ntingaba kiriza
we are not invited into a slave relationship
tetwayingira nkolagana ya buddu
we are invited into a serving relationship
twayingira nkolagana eyo kuwereza
and in scripture
era mu kigambo
we also learn
tulaba tuyiga
that he made us his friends
nti yatufuula mikwano je
he ordained us and made us his friends
yatusaka mafuta fo kufuke mikwano je
that's an invitation
uko kwali kuyitibwa
at the table
kumeza
for you to be able to open up to him
fetu standiko okweya byajali
and talk about your desires as well
era tuugire ne kubyayagala
so we are never left out of the picture
feta tatulekeleranga ko
we are never left out of the picture
echifana nchino tete yatuleka mwetuli
in Psalms 33:11
muzabuli asatu musatu olunyiriro 10 nolumu
if Psalms 33:11
zabuli asatu musatu
the Bible says I'll read Bible the NLT version but the Lord's plans
nti enkola n'enteekateeka za Katonda
stand firm forever
zozi imirira okumala emirembe jonna
and his intentions
era ebigendererwa bye
can never be shaken
tebisobola kunyenyebwa
the Lord's plans
enkola za Katonda
stand forever
ziba ngumu era ziimirira okumala
and his intentions
era byayagala
can never be shaken
teriyinza binyenya
so God has a plan
Katonda ina plan yo enkola
for your life
eri obulamu bwo
does that sound good
echo chirungi
does that sound good
echo muchagala
God has a plan for your life
aina plan
and he says his plans
agamba era plan zino benkola zino
stand forever they are firm and stand forever
zimira okumala ebisera byonna emirembe n'emirembe
and his intentions for your life
era nebyayagala okubulamu bwo
can never be shaken
teria inza kubinyenya
that's very crucial to note that means
chitegeza
that as me
ntinze ngo omuntu
even if I plan
nebwentesa nebwensalawo.
Ultimately,
at
the end of the day, his plans and intentions will supersede mine. That gives me wisdom to stop fighting with God about how to do things. But remember, I told you he invited you to the table as a friend. You take me to Psalms 37 verse 4. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You cannot delight in something where there is no trust. The moment you develop trust, you can delight in whatever that is. So this scripture tells me, if I delight in the Lord, he shall give me the desires of my heart. It triggers the wisdom that my responsibility is to trust him for him to give me the desires of my heart. So what does that mean? That I can think of something good, but go to him and tell him, this is what I intend to have. Then because I am showing him that I trust him by showing him what I intend to have, he's going to help me fulfill it. So my responsibility is to tell him, I want a shirt. Show me the plan on how I receive that shirt. After all, he's the one who has said that he has given me all things pertaining to life and godliness. He's the one who says, whatsoever I ask in his name shall be done for me. Now that we all know, I'm here to encourage and ask you not to err. When we go before God with our desires, our responsibility is to only tell him what we desire. The next thing that follows is to ask him for the plan to fulfill that desire. If you choose to do things your way, you're going to be frustrated. I'll repeat that. If you choose to do things your way, you're going to be frustrated. The simple way of doing things is to lay your desire before God and tell him, dear Lord, it's a smartphone that I want. So, what is the plan that you have for me to fulfill, to get that phone? Dear Lord, it is the job that I need. So, what is your plan for me to walk the path that gets me to that job? Dear Lord, it is a wife that I want. So this is the kind of wife I want. Show me the path that gets me to her. Dear Lord, this is the car I want. Show me the plan to get there. That is why people of grace do not strive. When you understand the person of grace and realize he invited you in a love relationship, when you utter out your desires to him, he's going to show you the plan to fulfill those desires. But you have to let him. Many times we make the mistake of thinking that we need to draw out the plan for our desire. No wonder you're frustrated. Because there's nowhere in scripture where God tells you that write me the plan to get there. He simply tells you, make your vision plain. Thereafter, trust him. After all, he's the one that says that he has good plans for you. Those that are to prosper you. And that scripture says him alone. I have the plans that I know the plans that I think towards you. So even you as an individual, you do not know those plans. They are to give you that expected end. So your desires is that expected end. All you need to do is to trust him with that plan. When you realize that mystery, it's going to cause you to travail in prayer. Because you know that this God wants these things for you. Now you need to spend time with him so that he can unfold that plan for you. This is why we travail in prayer. Amen.
Amina.
As I close in Ephesians 2:10, if you're doubting, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. This is what it says about you. It says, for you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.
Kubanga fetuli mulimugwe abato onderwa mu Kristo Yesu.
Created for good works.
Abato onderwa olwebi kolwa ebirunji.
Which God prepared beforehand.
Katonda biya soko kuteka teka.
There's a good work
waliwo ebikolwa ebirungi
that God prepared beforehand.
Katonda biya tuteka tekera
in you.
Biyamanya mufe
that you ought to walk in.
Biyetwa ino tambuliramu.
The place of prayer is going to awaken those good things in the inside of you.
Chechifo chikendo kuzuku sebi ntubine ebirungi ebiri mugwe.
That you're supposed to be walking in. You are his masterpiece. The version calls you a masterpiece.
Bible egamanti gwe oli nkola ya Katonda je yakola obulunje nyo.
This is God that created you.
Ono ye Katonda yakutonda.
And then he created you in the second Adam, Christ Jesus.
Era yakutonda mu Adam wokubiri.
In other words, whatever he created in you is perfect. That is reason enough for you to dig in. To dig in with prayer. To bring it to manifest. I would like to encourage you by saying this. Every good idea you receive,
as long as
you can vet it as good, is of God. Because he's the only one who gives good and perfect
things.
And you cannot doubt and think that you no longer possess it because of what you've done or where you have been. Because the good things he gives, without repentance. It's going nowhere. I'd like to invite you to have trust in God and believe that there's something good in the inside of you. That is in the inside of you, he desires for it to be made manifest. Because it's a good work. It's a perfect work. It's supposed to bless you and bless others. So every time you go in the place of prayer, do not give up on yourself. Remember that even when you're weak, he's given you his spirit.
akuwadde omwoyo we,
that helps you carry on
anakuyamba okugenda maso
in the time of weakness. Please remember,
jukira,
that even you do not know how and what to pray for,
cholus tetumanyi na byakusaba oba chiche
as long as you're a spirit filled believer
nayo omukiriza ye najuziddo omwoyo,
who has been gifted with speaking in tongues,
aweredwe chirabo chokogera munimi,
switch to that channel
kasta yingira channel yo
and continue to pray
nasabirawo.
You're going to be able to get what you want because it is something that God has placed in the inside
of you.
The devil does not give us good things to think about. The devil does not give us good opportunities. He does not create anything good in us. Everything that you desire in your life, and it checks the box that it is good, it is of God, and
it
desires it for you, and he has aligned it to the purpose in your life. And never forget that you are his workmanship. So enter that place of prayer because the veil was torn. You are allowed access as a priest. Do not be shy, but be bold, because you are allowed to obtain grace and mercy. You are allowed to obtain grace and mercy in all the seasons of your life. When it is tough, you ought to walk through that valley knowing that all things are working for your good. Do not forsake the place of prayer. Let us get up on our feet. We are in a season of prayer and fasting. And today is our last day. There is our last day. I know our time is first spent, but I would like to give us 2 minutes to just begin to pray with that confidence, knowing very well that he has created you for good works. Speak to God about that particular thing that you'd want to see. If you can speak in tongues, please do so. Sense of God, lift your voice. Lift your voice and talk to your God. Lift your voice and talk to your God.
Shetele kata la brade kasele kayala vile ketele brojo tolo barata sali nakabaya kashele koda barada gabaya
kasele koshindelele arikolo baya. Rikele bashanka le barento lobaya.
Shetele mento kosia.
Yenketele le baranko lobosike.
Zile mene sholi.
Lepotika teli kodoba. Raka sekereba. Your father is willing to give it to you. Rikaya la 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 koshetele ba. Rikele ba. La koseketele ba. There's something good in the inside of you. Tarry and bring it forth in the place of prayer. Liketele baranto lo barikea likarabaya la korobo sheketea likata pae rikolobo sintaya likelea la karebaya. Let him know what your desire is. Let him know what your desire is. Allow the Holy Spirit unfold his plan to fulfill that desire. Rakate elipare korobo shelerea rikadebaya. La kosika tatea. La ankare bababari korobo shelea. Rikarea. Yeketeteleba. Rakorobo shelelea. Rikaya. Likareba. Rikolobo sea. La karebaya. He says that you're the head and not the tail. He says that you're above only and not beneath. Oh, ripa bababare korobo shea. Rikaya. Likorobaya. Lankare babaya rekosea lika debaya lika sakatea rikare bashea. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Webale Yesu.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Webale Katonda wechitibwa.
Father, I bless you.
Mukama nkuwechitibwa.
I thank you for your people.
Kwebaza olwa bantu bo.
I bless them.
Eramba wa omukisa.
I thank you that as they go on,
nkwebaza mukama ntingabwe beyongerayo.
You unfold your plan.
Osumulula enkola yo.
In their lives.
Mubulamu bwabwe.
Surely.
Mubutufu.
Your goodness.
Okwa obulungi bwo.
Runs after them.
Kuba buba goberera.
Everything they desire, you unfold the plan for their lives. Everything they desire, you show them how to get to that expected end. In their businesses, in their marriages, in their affairs, in everything about their lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's give God a mighty hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for coming out today. May the Almighty bless you. Do not leave this place without saying hi, hello to your neighbor or someone
else.
We are here tomorrow on Monday. Now remember,
jukira
that Jesus is the Lord of your life.
Yesu ye mukama w'obulamu bwo.
You have nothing missing.
Jukira nti mugwe teri kibulawo.
And you have nothing broken. God bless you.
Kama
have a great week.